This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Now that we have been looking at what the Bible book of Proverbs has to say about the fear of the Lord, let me encourage you to take one or more of the Proverbs we have looked at and work at memorizing them. That's right, I said memorizing them. Too many in our modern generation rely upon computers, iPhones, and apps to feel as though they have God's Word available at their fingertips, so they don't need to memorize it. But that is not what God's Word says. The psalmist says in Psalm 1, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord," that is, God's Word, "and on his law he meditates day and night." It's impossible to meditate on God's Word day and night unless you have it tucked away and filed in your mind and heart so that the Holy Spirit can have you meditate on it subconsciously when you're sleeping. A good checkup would be to ask yourself, when you wake up at night, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Do you ever wake up and have something from God's Word on your mind? If that never happens, it could be you have not hidden it in your mind. I was impressed when Zach Johnson was being interviewed right after he won the British Open golf tournament. He said that what helped him stay at peace in the midst of the intense pressure was reviewing scripture verses he had memorized. What a confirmation of what I'm saying. Let me encourage you to follow his example by memorizing at least one of the verses we've studied on the fear of the Lord. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.